Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Biggs is our guest. I'm going to talk about the real nature of the fight, where we are. We come back in the next segment, and I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. Paul Watson's going to host the fourth hour. So much is happening. So much is unfolding that you just got my commitment that I'm going to turn the heat up even more. And we tend to get negative about how corrupt the globalists are, but we're forcing that all out in the open. But, Joe, I want to talk about this. The judge has really intimidated everybody and really threatened, and we know is going to absolutely, once he gets this guilty verdict, throw the book at Stone. They've telegraphed to Stone if he just doesn't respond and rolls over to their fake trial that they might not give him the whole 50-something years. But we are going to have to stand up for Stone, and we're going to have to speak up for Stone. And as soon as I was making some calls this morning, people are like, well, we don't want to get Stone in trouble. We don't want to get in trouble with this judge. This judge is not God, folks. She called for my arrest last week. And then the whole law profession said, no, what he did is totally legal. And this is dangerous to have a judge saying you can't question jurors. Juror info is public. Okay? Doesn't matter if MSNBC says it isn't. But I can tell people that this is what Roger's wishes are. And so it's not just me up here coming up with a plan, free Roger Stone. That's Roger's right if he's wrongfully convicted. Just you watch the media, he'll say it's not, to call for the president to pardon him. And he helped get Sheriff Arpaio a pardon. We did. And Arpaio came on and thanked us and said the president said he learned about it from InfoWars and Roger Stone. He didn't know that a judge had found Arpaio guilty, wouldn't let him have a jury trial, was going to put him in jail for 7 years for contempt. So that channel between Trump and Stone is so important, and it's ongoing because of the Secret Service and others. But just going back to Joe Biggs, Joe, obviously you've been let in on the plan, and if and when he is convicted, which I would expect will be this afternoon or tomorrow, it's good news the longer they're out. They've been out 3 hours now. We need everyone to go to the White House and surround it for days. We need more and more people to come there for due process and for justice and to say and to chant, free Roger Stone. Your comments on that?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, that's something that should definitely be done. And like I said, the outcome of this shouldn't deter people from continuing to fight. Right now, that means we need to push harder. We need to fight back harder. We need to make our voices louder. We need to go out here in the streets. We need to do more videos. We need to expose more corruption. The work that you guys are doing, Project Veritas, all of us out here are coming together to expose this cancerous DC element. And we need to do everything we can to fight back. We need to do it for Roger. We need to do it for our country. We need to do it for our family and our future. And that's why I'm so proud to see these guys around me here. That's why I feel good to have friends like this, because when you see someone like Roger and the character of Roger have these kind of people around him that care about him, it shows you what kind of a good man he is. And when you see the amount of people that are standing up for our president right now through everything, it shows you that we're doing the right thing. So, you know, right now, as dark as this looks in this time, we still need to just push through, trek through, and continue kicking ass. And I think that's something that we're going to have to do. And we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for Roger. He wants to see us to continue to take down these people.
Well, Jacob Engels and others are going to be joining us later, and as soon as the trial's over, we're going to be able to really unload on just how rigged this was. I've been asked not to get to it yet by a lot of parties, obviously. People very close to Roger, very close. It's truly been a three-ring circus, but I think that's the silver lining here, and I'm not just making lemonade out of lemons here, Joe. They convicted an innocent man. They put the president's confidant in jail. That's a message to everybody that we've got to fight even harder, and it shows what tyrants they are. They think this intimidates us. I know this just makes all of us fight harder.
Well, you know, you take the most flack when you're over the target, and right now we're taking a whole lot of flack.
God bless you, Joe Biggs at freespeech.tv with the great Gavin McInnes. Thank you. Please check in with us. The minute that verdict comes out, you just, any show we've got going, buddy, you call us. You're on. You got the producer's number. We love you, Joe. Can't wait to see you in person again and get dinner. All right. We'll be right. Can't wait to see Stone again and get some dinner, man. I love the guy more than ever now. Gosh. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it, and I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a message to you from Roger Stone, who's got a gag ball in his mouth politically right now and who is facing certain conviction, in my view, any minute now, at the hands of a true kangaroo court and the railway that Judge Jackson has built from the federal courthouse directly into federal prison for Donald John Trump's longtime wingman. And that's who Roger Stone really is, not his chief political advisor. He's that too, but he is Trump's wingman. And that's what you get for being this great president's wingman of 44 years. Is solitary confinement. That's where they put Manafort. Who, by the way, I know folks that know Manafort. Smart, tough, won the election for Trump, stopped the delegate theft, wouldn't have Trump without him. He didn't pay taxes like all these other rich people. He was offshore, and they even had previous waivers from the Justice Department for what he did, but they burned him for the things they routinely do and that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have done. But with Stone, he's completely innocent. And so at the bottom of the hour, I've got Roger's message through me to you. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I have to be very, very careful about what I say because they'll try to use it to put him in prison longer. I obviously have talked to Roger, and I'm not going to bow down to these criminals. We have free speech in this country. I have consulted more than 9 attorneys now, many of them known as being preeminent when it comes to law, but I don't need them. I remember in my family law case, the judge gagged my ex-wife, and my lawyers said, that's unconstitutional. And we didn't try to uphold the gag order because there's nothing to hide. So, I mean, I've been around this rodeo a lot. And gag orders are not real unless it's children or something like that. They're not. And this is bigger than Roger Stone. And I keep saying that because I don't just want you to have empathy. I want everybody to understand this is a skeleton key, a keyhole view into things, a Rosetta Stone, a microcosm of everything. So I'll talk about a big victory right now before I get into anything negative, because the two are bound at the hip. The fact that that bug-eyed, pencil neck, central casting pedophile aesthetics, I'm not saying he's a pedophile, Adam Schiff tried to suppress 5 billion people on terra firma, this planet, the surface of this ball. The fact that he tried for the last 2 weeks working with big tech and 5 billion internet users out of 7.5 billion people to say you couldn't say or print the name Eric Sierra Mala is a bird's eye view. It's a 35,000 foot view. It's a 1 inch away view. It's an electron microscope view. It's a spectrometer view. It's a radio telescope view. I mean, it's everything. The chutzpah, the bravado, the reckless, beady-eyed hubris, the insolence, the snakiness, the creepiness. Of this man is incredible. And all of big tech in unison, like a team of horses, trained. You know how hard it is to get 2 horses to work together? 3 horses, 4 horses, 6 horses is about the most you can get pulling a big old carriage. And boy, those horses have got to be just absolutely the best, totally trained. They usually have dogs, that's what Dalmatians are, running in their legs to keep them in line. They'll bite them if they don't do what they're supposed to. Whips. I mean, the fact that they had big tech and the whole corporate media in lockstep saying, arrest Senator Paul, arrest Don Jr., arrest Alex Jones. Oh, they had that about me, too, saying Eric Sierra Mala. When under jurisprudence, common law, federal law, state law, the First Amendment, this person supposedly firsthand heard Trump doing something illegal. And so he wants to challenge anybody, a bookkeeper, a maid, an auto mechanic, a police officer, a factory worker, a farmer, or the president of the United States. We're all equal when it comes to our damn due process that people have fought for 800 years for. 805 years since Runnymede, since Magna Carta, that a man's home is his castle, that people have got to have a jury of their peers, that they get to face their accusers. The fact that they would try to do that and then get the entire media, Fox News included, Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, banning hundreds of thousands of people that would type his name or AI listening to screams. It was in the news. You say his name, they can scan that file instantly when it uploads or when it's complete. The computer sees his name and takes the video down. That's AI control. See, that's why I say it's a Rosetta Stone. It's all these angles. It's the AI takeover. It's them butchering due process. It's them trying to overthrow an election of the people. And it's the arrogance of it with a weird beady-eyed snake. Looks like the snake from Jungle Book trying to hypnotize us. You wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. You wouldn't have dinner with that guy. You wouldn't go fishing with Schiff. You wouldn't turn your back on him. I mean, the guy looks like a pedophile, just like Ryan Stelter. And most of them up there are. I mean, hell, you can't swing a stick and not hit one. And everybody sees that now. It's a cult. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. He just looks like a evil pedophile. Now, sorry. What he is doing is raping our due process. And then Rand Paul last week's like, well, I'll say his name if I want to. That's totally legal and lawful. They all freak out and flap their wings. And then Rand Paul releases it. And now everybody's saying the name like Jeffrey Epstein, and they don't know what to do, and they're freaking out even more. And it's just so good to see their bluff called But at one level, I'm like, how the hell did they almost complete that? How did they have my phone ringing off the hook going, you release the name of the whistleblower, you can get arrested. Or you release the name of a juror and try to tamper them. I'm like, I didn't try to tamper. The woman's husband instead worked for Mueller on the damn probe. Of course this woman can't be on the jury. My exposing corruption is not corruption. I am not corrupt. I don't like corruption. I can't stand it. It's like I don't like finding a cockroach in my dinner. I don't like it. But all these globalists, they love it. So we'll play those clips when we come back. But part of me feels good. Hey, this whole thing's collapsing. But we let them get that far, and big tech and the media are in such lockstep, like robots, that when they say, don't show a Taiwanese flag, don't cover their peace movements, don't show Alex Jones's name in a positive mention, the fact that Zuckerberg tells people you'll only talk bad about him like he's some damn cult leader, if he was out in the farmhouse with 20 followers, he'd be in a nut house. But because he had...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Coyote Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Folks that are dying over there from meth overdoses at his house. They're a real couple there. And that's the guy that just has that demonic energy to always double down and always put out bigger hoaxes and bigger lies. And so after telling the world you can't say the name of the whistleblower that firsthand heard Trump commit the crime, even though all the other witnesses, including those hostile to the president, say the same thing that was in the transcripts. But Chris Wallace and Fox News and others just, oh, it's bombshell. Did you hear the voice of that ambassador, like Edward R. Murrow? But even AP calls it a scam. They just say there's nothing there. Because you flush Trump and Roger Stone and Alex Jones down the toilet, even if you hate us, you're flushing your own due process and your own rights down the toilet. Oh, yeah, now they're calling the death of these black men sacrifices. Put that headline back up for folks. Rolling Stone, the witnesses, calling it bizarre sacrifice parties at Ed Buck's meth mansion. Feds probe Adam Schiff dressed like Egyptian at bizarre sacrifice parties at Ed Buck's meth mansion. 14 hours ago. See, I didn't even know that. That's True Pundit, and Rolling Stone has an article about it as well. I didn't even know that, and I was telling you that he's a devil-worshipping pedophile. I mean, of course he is. Just look at the man. I mean, my God. I mean, so you're not in the club unless you are. I mean, my God, they put out Twitter ads, the lawyer, the whistleblower, saying, I'll get pedophiles national security clearances. I love to go to water parks by myself. Here I am with little kids behind me. I love to go to Disney World. Oh, my gosh, I love prepubescent girls. And I like Jeffrey Epstein. I'd be proud to be associated with Jeffrey Epstein when they busted his island and put him back in prison. Oh, but they want you to show how tolerant you are and have federally funded big fat man in a clown outfit time with your kid. They call it drag queen story time. So that's who these boys are. And it's in the diaries and the reports that Buck was killing people on purpose. And they would beg, and he'd grab them. They had incredible force, like big black men. He's a little white. He would grab him. And he's, I'm liberal. Let me kill you. Liberal. Give me your children. Liberal. You take one look at Schiff's eyes, that's a demon walking the earth. And you wonder why it doesn't stop, why it's out, why it lies constantly. That's what demons do. And it wants to take full control. And however they can kill people, they're going to do it. Because they want to kill us. Bible says they come to kill, steal, and destroy. Reportedly, Ed Buck would tackle black men who would cry and beg, crawling away as he would plunge needles into them. And who's over at his house? Mr. Schiff, dressed as an Egyptian god. And I don't know how all this stuff works, but they particularly like to get black people. Some weird-ass stuff, man. Hillary and her foundation head got caught shipping all those little black kids out of Haiti. A bunch of them ended up dead. Disappeared. I mean, that's just like, you're not going to hear a damn word out of Van Jones. Van Jones knows full well they got a taste for black meat. They know those devil worshippers want that blood. They're going to get it. They're going to get the black babies, too. And Van Jones ain't going to say nothing about it. Because he knows where he gets the money from. So he can point at me and say I'm the racist because I don't want to kill the black babies. And every other damn baby they can get their hands on. Remember those Aleister Crowley sex rituals? They like the walnut sauce. They want the brown babies. That's what that is. And they're going to get you babies. And you're going to like them for it, because they're liberal. And remember who else dressed up in Egyptian outfits? Aleister Crowley. And what do they do in the WikiLeaks? They dress up in the Egyptian outfits, and they go and they get them some black people for it. Because back in the rituals, the pharaohs were getting the Africans. Pharaohs were some type of weird hybrid group. Seen those skeletons? Don't look too human to me. And they were killing the black people. Oh, it's so liberal to walnut sauce those black people. Let's make sure we ban Lady and the Tramp because it's racist. But you want to dress up like Pharaoh in a, quote, human sacrifice ritual and some black men go out the door dead. Well, that's all right, because you're Adam Schiff, and you got little bug eyes like a snake. Laser beams. Bzzz, gonna get you. On target. Attack, attack, attack. That's all he does, 24-7. He's gonna get you, America. He's gonna get your kids. Oh, he's gonna get them. And now he says he doesn't know anything about a whistleblower. He's never heard a word of what? There's no such thing. You're like, you just lied to my face. Give me your children. Give me your children. I am the chairman. Give them to me. Sorry. Wouldn't it just be better if we let him run the country like he runs California in his own district? Hundreds of thousands homeless, total destruction. You know, why do they do that? Because when you're one of these things, that's what you like to see is starving people, desperate people, drugged out of their minds. You like the wavelength. You like the spirit. You ever been out in California lately? You just feel empty. You want to get out of there? As the plane's coming in, you feel it. Because it's a big vampire kingdom. And they're having a lot of fun down there with men, women, and children. Especially the children. You know what? Let's go to this clip because I haven't gotten to the clips yet. Schiff says he does not know identity of the whistleblower. So now Eric Ciaramella was the whistleblower, but now he knows nothing. Here it is.
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
By the way, it's known that Eric Ciaramella is the final staffer. They said, hey, kid, you're the one caught in the corruption. You're going to say you heard it, okay? Well, just don't say who I am. I mean, I won't have to testify. I'm a little chicken neck wimp. I'm CIA. I'm Rambo. I'm tough. I've got a little chicken neck like Schiff. I'm supposed to rule all these slaves. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to knock the globalists dead. I can feel the spirit of life and our destiny pouring in to this plane. This planet is preparing to go to the next level. There's going to be a long struggle and a long war against Satan's forces. But I can tell you, I can see the other side. And we're going to make it through the enemy and leave Satan behind us in the hell he's already created as we jump into the future. Knock them dead. I am fired up today, boy, because their entire impeachment hoax has collapsed into a giant slag heap. But they're going to rebuild it again. That's how globalism works. Right as their world government AI finally goes live, sometime in the next few decades, maybe even sooner, it will be collapsing from the moment it materializes. And so, yes, the fight goes on, and yes, they're going to relaunch again and again, but the devil worship and Satanism of Schiff is coming out in the mainstream news, and Ed Buck, and I'm glad the crew reminded me of that. I mean, I already know all this stuff, so I'm just up here saying he's a devil, and they're like, yeah, it's in the news, actually, the Aleister Crowley rituals with the black people trying to escape. And they got movies like, you know, Get Out, and I'm over there on T.I.'s show in L.A., and he's like, you haven't heard about how white people invite blacks over and then kill them and eat them? And I'm like, well, that's not what any Christians do, but see, that's why black folks in L.A. won't even go to a white person's house. Because they'll kill your ass. And they're called Democrats. They're really called devil worshipers. And you see, folks, I'm saying all this fantastic, crazy stuff, and it's mainstream news. But it's just back of the paper. Okay, they like to dress up like Egyptians and do rituals, and they call them black people die. But it's okay, because he's liberal. And he's got little bug eyes. Have you pulled up to take your child and check out a highly rated daycare? Say your two-year-old daughter or son, and didn't matter how high-rated it was, you walked in and the headmaster walked out and was Adam Schiff, looked like Adam Schiff, had those eyes, you'd get creepy crawlies up and down the back of your neck, and you'd say, actually, I'm late for a meeting. I forgot, I got to go. You would drive out of that parking lot quickly, and you'd feel sorry for the kids that were there, and you know what I mean? You have instincts for a reason. I was telling T.I., off air, I said, hey, you're coming in for South by Southwest? Go over to my house. Meet my family, man. I swear to God, the average white person doesn't want to hurt black people. He's like, man, I'm not going to any white people's house. They end up killing us when they're in there. Haven't you seen Get Out? And I go, man, that's some leftist Hollywood movie. That's not really. He goes, well, it actually does go on. He goes, you're the one talking about all this occult stuff. You don't know about this, how white people get black people? And I go, well, actually, I do know about the Clintons doing that. And I do know about the. You keep saying it's Trump. Trump's never done that. But see, that's how crazy all this is. And then Hollywood knows this type of stuff's going on, and they make a movie about it, but they say the white people want to kill you because they're racist. No, the white people are killing white people, too. And there are some black devil worshipers that get into voodoo and stuff, but you don't really find a lot of black folks, I've studied it, that are kidnapping kids and raping them and having sex with them and stuff. There seems to be a taboo there. Now, some racist black guys will grab white kids and pour gasoline on them and kill them in Alabama and Michigan and places. That kind of stuff goes on. But it is true that I've noticed a pattern of black people being targeted by Aleister Crowleyites. And I've studied a lot of that stuff, and I'm going to go back and research it again, and I've got a good idea why they do that, but I don't want to say it on air because I need to go refresh my memory. But see, now I know why T.I. was telling me about black people getting grabbed up by folks in L.A. and disappearing, because that really goes on. Now, Millie Weaver's going to be with us for a couple segments coming up next segment. She's got really big, important news. But I'm wound up right now because the zeitgeist is on fire. And we're all tuned into it. Intellectually, I'm excited. And spiritually, I'm very excited. You know, people go to a football game, and when they're there and they see their team, they've been fans of for 30 years, win the Super Bowl, and you're on the 50-yard line, and you just feel elated for days, and you're on cloud nine with the endorphins and the adrenaline. Well, I'm like that when I see each step of their fraud failing. And I see them failing on every front. It makes me get really, really excited and makes me thank the good Lord above, my guiding light. And I just want to thank the listeners and the viewers as well, because a lot of bad stuff's going on, but we are pulling away from the globalist. And humanity is making its decision, and a lot of people are waking up right now. And it's going to get rough with the AI and other levels of the seduction. So I don't want to tell people that, you know, we've won this thing yet. Like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start doing you-know-what yet. But there's not just evil in this universe. And it's the animating contest of liberty opposing evil that God wants to see. And it's in that opposition to evil, and it's in the courage to stand against the evil and to go through the fire, that you then find enlightenment and fulfillment at levels that are just unbelievable. I mean, I am so much more fulfilled than I ever was when I was 20 years old. And I was a very happy, fulfilled person. And so many people don't feel fulfilled because they're not carrying out their destiny. If you just take care of your children and are a loving, good person and stand up for what's right in little ways, you're fulfilling your destiny. You're not going to be fulfilled carrying out evil and corruption. It's just that simple. So I said I've got a message from Roger Stone to the world. If, I would say when he's convicted by that kangaroo jury, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe God's going to intervene, but pray for Roger. And I'll do that. The jury could come out at any moment, but I'm going to do that start of the next hour now. Then I'm going to open the phones up. Emily Weaver's going to ride shotgun with us some. The great work she's doing, so amazing. And that's really only the frustration I have, is there's so much big bombshell stuff happening that it's hard to give any of it the proper coverage it needs. But Schiff attempting with corporate media and big tech to not let you know who the fake whistleblower was, underpinning the entire fake impeachment of the president of the United States, who's trying to restore power back to the republic and get us on the right direction again. The fact that that's blown up and fallen apart and that they even tried that is incredible. So now they're not going to say that Eric Sieramala was the whistleblower. And I predicted when it came out that it was all just fake and there was nothing there. They just ordered him to say this, that they would suddenly say he was withdrawn. And that's what's happened. This is just huge. And that people understand what's happened. It isn't just some blip we forget in all the fog of war. It's devastating. We're going to go to break, come back with Millie Weaver. Our mission to defeat the globalists is very, very simple. Study history, understand the enemy's plans, and resist them, and speak out, and have courage, and we'll beat them. But in the modern realm and the modern systems, it takes money to fund this thing. And if we had twice the money we have, I could radically expand things and absolutely defeat the enemy counter initiatives very, very quickly and easier, where I could spend more time getting information out instead of going around just keeping the operation running, which I absolutely hate doing because that distracts my energy from what I really need to be doing. I'll be out in armored vehicles and confronting globalists face-to-face every day. I'll be doing all sorts of stuff. So I'm just telling you, listeners, commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the big Black Friday sales have begun. Still store-wide free shipping. A lot of items sold out. A lot of new items came in. Really, one of the best items you should get is DNA Force Plus. It's back in stock with the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's 50% off, double Patriot points, and also free shipping. And what it does for your telomeres and your cells is just everybody should be taking it, especially anybody above 40. A lot of great Patriot apparel as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new Above Sea Coral Calcium toothpaste that also mineralizes the teeth and has the patented nano silver in it, and there's a whitening toothpaste. It's just amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's about to sell out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We can can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, November 14, 2019, global transmission. Okay, so as a lot of you know, Sunday, we had Millie Weaver on, and we broke down on the Sunday show. Eyewitnesses by name had recordings of the Secretary of State's office in Kentucky of immigrants who never voted, names being put on the rolls as Democrats, and Republicans who lived in other states for 8 years being put on there, and it being an ongoing problem, and the people voting in their names. Well, since then, they've had press conferences with the governor. Other witnesses have come forward with the paperwork. It's massive. 175,000 names put back on the rolls by the Democrats months before giving the election to the Democrat. The governor's still contesting, but there's almost no news coverage of this. Well, Millie Weaver covered it live and streamed it yesterday for InfoWars.com. That's up on the site. But NBC has responded by saying, an MSNBC, that it's bots. The bots just went out and said Kentucky was stolen. Now we've gotten all these documents as well. But see, Millie Weaver's a bot. The governor's a bot. Those recordings of the Secretary of State are bots. Let's play some of the MSNBC disinformation report. The full report's on Infowars.com. But they turn you, like you're a witch, hypothetically, can turn somebody into a toadstool or a frog or a toad or a, you know, that doesn't exist. But the media can turn you, when your identity's stolen by them, by the Democrats, and then they vote in your name, and you catch them, well, they just say, you're a bot. You're a rooski. Here it is.
It's reporting that last week's election in Kentucky could be a hint of things to come for all of us in 2020. According to the paper, quote, a few hours after polls closed in Kentucky last Tuesday, a Twitter user posted a message to his 19 followers saying he had just shredded a box of Republican mail-in ballots. It wasn't true, but that seldom matters on social media anymore. The Times reports the account does not appear to be from Kentucky. For starters, Louisville was misspelled. Twitter has since suspended that account. Yet the damage has been done, and the false claim is still spreading on its own tonight.
Quote, oh, no, let's stop right there. Is it a false claim that Brian Williams said he got shot down in a helicopter by an RPG? Well, that Hillary basically said the same thing about Serbia or Bosnia-Herzegovina? I mean, remember Brian Williams? And then he's back lying to you. And then what they do is, just like we had real devil worship in WikiLeaks, they, the media, focuses on a pizza place, puts out this info. We cover what they're covering. They say it's from us. And then it discredits all the real stuff. It's the same thing. Oh, somebody on Twitter said this that wasn't true, so all the rest of it isn't real. The damage has been done, Millie. It's incredible. Give us the latest on this, you evil bot.
I know. I guess I'm a Russian bot because I'm a journalist that actually looks into allegations of voter fraud. Well, at the press conference yesterday outside the governor's office in the capital of Kentucky, there was a group that was called Kentucky Citizens for Election Integrity, and they presented evidence and sworn signed affidavits that a young man who is off to college living in Florida somehow he ended up voting in the Kentucky election despite the fact that he was over 1,000 miles away. Problem is, he didn't vote. His mother was the one who discovered that somebody had actually voted for him and signed for him. When she talked to the poll workers, they said somebody had presented an ID on his behalf, and that's how come his signature was on the form. And this is crazy. This is evidence of voter fraud. And you know, Alex, it's like with rats. If you see one, you know there's a lot more. So we've been seeing floods of people coming and contacting us now saying, look, I checked and I found out I'm also registered. I lived in Florida for years. I lived in Indiana, Michigan, wherever for years, Minnesota, Indiana. I'm being flooded right now. And I'm going to be working with the writers to try to put out a story on all this information that I've been gathering, Alex. But it's so overwhelming. The information is just coming to us so fast. We've been in contact with the whistleblower that originally dumped hundreds of documents at our feet on Friday. And it appears there's a possibility we could even get more information. There has already been an investigation going on, apparently, into election voter machine fraud going on in Kentucky. So we actually have spoken with forensic analysts, and they've confirmed that there's definitely anomalies. This is a serious issue. And we're just doing everything we can right now to collect as much evidence so that something can be done. Now, what's important to note here is that there's a major conflict of interest. Okay, this company, Harp Enterprises, that owns all the electronic voting machines in Kentucky, well, the problem is they also have another company, a shell company, in which that same owner is listed as the owner. He owns all the computer systems that run all of Kentucky's government computers. That's problem.
Right. And so the Secretary of State, the county clerks, all the interfaces. And I want to be clear here, Millie. When we found out there was a high-level Obama official on the jury, they confirmed it. Then they said we were wrong about the name. We weren't. They just put out a fake name of somebody else and said, we did that. We didn't do that. So they play lots of tricks. And so Voter fraud is when someone gets the name of a dead person or somebody off the rolls and does it themselves. This is election fraud, stealing individuals' voters in mass off of lists that they use of who's registered in another state, and so they can then knowingly put those over using the databases for the reverse of what is meant. Hart Enterprises, Hart InterCivics, all these subcompanies are world famous. There's a bunch of them. I've had Bev Harris on probably 100 times. You've talked to her. She's looked at your documents, says they're real. They're well known for this. So you're basically telling me that the black cat's black. You're telling me water is wet. You're telling me the Easter Bunny doesn't exist. You're dead on. And they're just pissed that you've had people come out that were screwed over. Now there's press conferences. Now all these witnesses are showing up. But we can get distracted off into the voting machines and the fraud. That's ongoing, and how easily they can be hacked and how they're designed to. That's important. What's totally documented that you broke with the witnesses and they went public and you had the recordings of the Secretary of State confirming their cases is people that are Republicans in other states having their names put on the rolls there as Democrats, and their husband that's an immigrant who's never voted being put on it as Democrats, and then all these other witnesses. So it's that 175,000 list the Democrats sued a year ago, had put on 1 month before the election in October, and got that baby in there and have done this. And that's all they've done. And the governor's got to get that list, run it through a database of people that are supposedly off the rolls and live in other states. He'll get way more than 5,000 people, and he'll win the race. That's it. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, here's the problem. The governor's waiting on a recanvassing, a recounting. The problem is the Secretary of State's computer systems, the same company that runs all the machines, they also have access to the computer systems. So they're essentially asking, we're asking the same company that might have committed this election fraud to investigate themselves and give us the reports, the recount themselves.
Right. The Democrats and the company and the software, it's got the modems all between it, perfect circle of control. They're now going to run the recount.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to get any justice here unless more whistleblowers come forward. And the other thing is we're working on analyzing these logs that the whistleblower dumped and seeing if we can pinpoint what the actual voter logs in the machines correlate with these air gaps and with when they essentially were doing these log offs. And machine maintenance that was definitely suspicious activity.
Updates.
So updates, yes, they're doing updates.
Millie, we've been down this road a billion times, and what I'm getting at here is Judicial Watch sued and got 3 million names in California alone that voted illegally against Trump, totally proving everything he said. 2016, 2018, same deal. Even more numbers. It's all over the country. It's total. We have all the Democrat officials on video saying they engaged in this fraud. We know the machines are doing this. We all know this information. And so I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. You've done a great job exposing it. I'm just wondering why the media, why the people buy into it. I guess they don't with Brian Williams that owned fraud. Not attacking what you said or what you brought forward that's totally true and huge, but bringing up some little fake thing and not even showing it to then say it's all a lie, don't look here, don't investigate. That's really the proof there, is them saying don't look into fraud when the known fraud of all this is on record. And the Democrats have, 14 states where illegal aliens can get driver's license and then vote. We know what's going on. California does that. Kentucky does that. That's what's happening. We need voter ID. Let's come back with Millie Weaver to talk more about this on the other side. Because there you saw them. Saying it's all made up. Brian Williams, he wouldn't lie to you. He told you so. Think of the nerve of these people relaunching that criminal.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.